It's a great day at New Horizon. They're speaking, so I'm going to make you small today.
Hey, this is Manny giving you guys a call back from Local Splash, and I was actually speaking with Nick, and I think it was another young lady that was helping as well. We were just setting up you guys' advertisement, and so I told her I would give you guys a call and just finish all the paperwork up.
Okay, Maddie, and what was the name of the place you're calling from?
Local Splash, and my name is Manny.
Cool. Okay, give me 1 second, okay, man?
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, did it catch you at a good time, or are you tied up right now?
I was on another line, but I could take your call.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry, what was your name? It totally slipped my mind. Carla. Okay, Carla, thank you so much. I was like, the other young lady. Okay, thanks, Carla. Okay, so I just got to get a couple, a little information put in here for the onboarding team and, and get the payment, process for you guys, and then we can get everything scheduled out for your onboarding call. So, Carla, do you, let's see, let me go back here. Is Nick's name, is it Nick, or is that like a nickname for him?
That's a nickname. His full name is Nazario.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Armilla.
Okay. Is the first spelled N-A-Z-A-R-I-O?
Yes.
Okay. And last name would be A-R-M-I-L-L-A?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay. And with the best contact number, would it actually be, do you want me to put down the office number or leave it as his cell phone number?
For the main number?
No, just for Local Splash, like if we have to contact you guys, for our people to call and just do any type of follow-ups, so would it just be
the office number, that was 1665.
Okay, let me edit that out for you. Okay. And is the address, is it the business operating out of 714 Silverdale Drive, Conroe?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And got that updated here. All right. And just got a couple questions here. And so with Nick, have you spoken to him? Like, does he want to put you on as like an authorized contact to, make changes or answer any calls or anything?
Yeah, because basically I'm going to be the one making the changes.
Okay, good, good. Okay, Carla. And what's your last name, Carla?
Onofre, O-N-O-F-R-E.
F-R-E. Okay. All right. Understood. Let me get this in here. Okay. And Carla, for your services that that you guys offer, I know it's furnace repair, AC, refrigeration repair, and maintenance and sales, air duct cleaning and sanitizing. Is there anything else that you want to put under there right now as far as you guys' services? That's it? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And we can always edit this if it's, you know, anything that you guys, you know, bring on, if it's some new products or new services, mm-hmm. we can always edit it for you also. So, no problem.
Okay.
All right. And Carla, do you guys, and you know what, never mind, you're not doing the Facebook stuff right now, so I'll just put no, so they won't worry about that. And you said you do want the website, correct?
Yeah, he said he wants the website.
Okay, all right, no worries. And for like a 10 to 15 mile radius, would Cleveland and Montgomery kind of be you guys? Would that be within your guys' radius on top
yes.
of Conroe? Okay,
mm-hmm.
all right. Any other cities or zip codes that you can kind of think of in that you know in that particular radius that you want to put in?
Let me see. The 77318.
77318. Okay. All right. Got that. And we got and hours of operation. Are you guys 7 days a week, or do you do service calls or 24-hour emergency calls?
Yeah, 24-hour emergency calls.
Okay.
And normally, like, and we're open from 8 till 5, but he does after hours. Like, he'll do services here. Oh. They call them.
Okay. All right. I'll list that for you. 5 p.m. Saturday. Okay. And, Carla, do you know if he wants a payment option added onto the website, like for people to make payments on there? Because we can add, like, a PayPal payment option on the website.
We have Zelle.
Okay. All right. No worries. Okay. All right. And got that information there. Okay, Carla, and the card that you want to put on file for it, is it under Nick's name or is it under the company name?
No, under his name.
Okay, all right. And is that billing to the 714 Silverdale Drive address as
yes.
well, or is it a different address? Okay, all right.
It's the same
address. And, okay, and are we going to be using American Express, Visa, MasterCard, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. All right. Okay, and I'm ready for that card number.
5178-0586-0813-1333.
Okay, I'm going to read it back, make sure I got everything correct. We have 5178-0586-0813-1333.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And what's the expiration for the card?
10/26.
Okay. All right. And the security code?
950.
950. Okay. All right. Okay. And Carla, I'm just going to go through a voice verification. Just, you know, we do this guy, you know, for your extra protection, and the call is recorded as well. So, you know, we just want to make sure that everything is, you know, again, we just recap everything, and you're still going to get an email as well once I process the payment. So basically these are just kind of yes or no questions, or, you know, I understand. And, you know, we can finish them off real quick and get everything submitted and get you scheduled for, you know, for your onboarding. Okay. And so please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
It's going to be New Horizon AC Heating and Refrigeration.
Okay. Please state your name and the title within the business.
My name is Carla Onifer, and I'm the secretary.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Are you authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. And are there any other authorized users on the billing of the account, such as, you know, if he has partners or anybody else, or himself as well?
Could it be himself?
Yeah. For Nick.
Yes.
You can say Nick. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Nick.
All right. Okay. Thank you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, or text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. All right. In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement? Just meaning, let us know if you guys decide to work with another company or anything, and you keep us updated.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And your payment for the initial term is account setup will be charged today, which today's date is 9/22/2022. In the a discounted non-refundable amount of $149. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional fees, call fees, or any charges of any kind. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. And this is a reoccurring payment that will take place on the 22nd of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting our client support team, our customer service, at least 3 days prior to the billing date. So basically on the, 19th, just if it's 3 days before the 22nd, just send us an email or you call us and just let us know if you guys want to cancel or, you know, pause your subscription. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that is good to go. And we can get you guys set up for your client interview. Let me go to tomorrow, see what we have. Does tomorrow work for you, or do you want something on like Monday or Tuesday of next week? And
Monday
I can look at the times that Monday or Tuesday. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have available. Okay. And what time do you think is best for you? Because I can see if we have it open right here on the calendar.
Do you have anything in the morning?
Yeah. Let me take a look here. 26. Yeah. So we have, we do have one open between the times 8 and 9 a.m.
I could do 8.
Okay. All right. Let me put that down here. Okay. And get your email here. Almost done, Carla. I know you got a lot of work to do, and
no,
I can let you get back to it in a second. All right, and put this in. All right. And And Carly, just in case, you know, you'll get an email that'll come out, you know, with an hour prior, just reminding you about the call. So if, you know, if the time doesn't work and you need to change it up, you just, you know, respond back, through that email, and, you know, you can, update the time if you need to change it for any reason. All right. And get this here. That scheduled, and you should receive an email in just a second here. Let me go in and get your payment processed. And create this invoice. All right, Carla, I got the payment process, and so you should get an email. It's processing right now. You should get an email within about 5 to 10 minutes, and so that'll be your invoice. And Nick might receive a text message, but you also can receive, you know what, and let me send it in the email. It's basically just the terms and conditions, and let me email it over because I'm not sure if it's going to come to his phone since we edited the phone number, but let me get the link and then I can email it over to you so you can open it up real quick. Let's see. All right. All right, Carla, I just sent you an email link with the terms and conditions page on there, so that should come over to you in just a second. And this is basically going to just recap everything that we, you know, we talked about, and, you know, our timelines for you know, completing everything, and just more information on other, you know, potential you know, upgrades that you guys can potentially add if you, you know, if you need to. But it has the phone number, and I think he did get a text because it does have his phone number, 4672. But it just has the payment option on there, and it just outlines the cancellation and refunds and everything. And so if you could click I certify that I'm authorized holder and, you know, signer of the credit card or whatever, and then just type in his name as it's written there, and then just confirm signature, then it'll kick back me a copy for the terms and conditions.
So,
and it also certify, give you one.
And then put his name that it's under the on the back of the credit card?
How it's written right here at the bottom, you see it says your name, so it has, you know, how his name is fully filled out. Yeah,
confirm signature?
Yeah, confirm signature, and that'll kick back over to me there. And I'll, again, you'll get a copy of everything there. And so, yep, you are good to go, Carla. I got everything set up. We got your appointment set up. And again, you'll get a email. And it actually might even send him a text message too, you know, just, you know, letting you guys know and just a reminder. So, you know, again, if anything, you know, comes up, just, you know, definitely just respond back to the text or the email. And if you, you know, if you need to change up the date, but, you know, they usually, you know, we say set aside an hour, but usually it's only about 30 to 40 minutes. And if the team has any other, you know, follow-up questions or whatever, you know, again, they'll reach out to you and, you know, by email or phone and, you know, get everything going for you guys. So I appreciate it, Carla. Tell Nick, thank you so much. And, if you guys have any, you know, any more questions, please, excuse me, give me a call or, you know, shoot me an email, and I'm definitely here to help you out and, you know, assist you guys. So, again, thank you for, you know, taking the time and taking the opportunity to sign up with us so we can be long-term partners. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Carla. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.